good afternoon. Back here on this Thursday, October 25th, 2018, 17 minutes past the hour, last Thursday in the month of October. November is just right around the corner, 7 days away, which means we are 12 days away, 11 really, from Election Day 2018. Happy to be joined for this two-hour period by the Democratic candidate for prosecutor in Marion, Jeff Ratliff. Jeff, thank you for continuing to join us today.
Anytime.
It's always interesting. What's going on with the campaign at this point? How do you see the next 11 or 12 days?
Well, I mean, I'd first like to talk about the campaign and what we have done. This has been a campaign that I think individuals in the community, once they see the hard work and the support that I have, it's something that's I feel has been unprecedented in any local election that they've seen. We've ran a monthly ad in the Town Money Saver. Since June. People have seen that. Other candidates have picked up on the idea and kind of joined in later on, but that was an idea that was brought forth by my campaign. We also did the Family Values magazine. We ran two ads. They do every 2 months, so they were July and August, September and October. We ran ads there, getting people out as they're looking in their local coupon books and letting them know where we are. One of the more things that individuals have commented about and what our campaign felt really proud about is the ice cream events we ran. Anybody that's been to an old ice cream parlor or even the Dairy Queen here has seen the historic photos that are in there of the old Dairy Queens or of any of the old historic ice creams and the crowds that they drew and the events that they had to them. So you take the idea, you discuss it with your campaign staff. Why can't we do that? Why can't we get individuals out of their community to their local ice cream place and get them talking to each other? It's a simple premise. Get people outdoors, off of the cell phones, off of the video games. Bring your kids out. Let's enjoy outside. Let's talk to each other. Let's discuss some of the problems we have in our community. And if the actual village or something didn't have an actual ice cream parlor, I brought the ice cream to them. I brought Riverside homemade ice cream to them. So we were at Dairy Queen June 27th. We went to Mega Moo July 12th. We went to the Waldo Dairy Bar July 24th. We were at the Green Camp Pit Stop August 9th, brought ice cream there. We were at Caledonia Town Square. We brought Riverside there. August 21st, we were there. At Prospect Park, we were there September 11th. We then went back to Dairy Queen September 18th. We were at Morrill Village, where we brought in Riverside ice cream at the park there. And then we were also downtown Les Rue, where we brought Riverside ice cream in. These were the events that our campaign was really excited about that we held. And we walked, knocked door to door, trying to get people out to that event. We had Mimi's Balloons, if anybody's seen what she can do, making balloon animals at almost all these events. She was there doing that for the kids, and we just wanted people to bring them out, have some ice cream, have some great conversation. The campaign, we did a lot of sponsorships. We did golf outings for several individuals, Benjamin Harrison, Harding Football, Pleasant Football. We also sponsored just Miss Teen Pop Scarlett Ralston. She was sponsored in these things that we did just to help individuals out, help out golf outings and things of that nature. Events that I attended, just so everybody knows, this is the work. This is just events that I went to. I was at the Oorang Moorang in Les Rue. I was there, stayed there, watched the ducks float down the pond. I was in the cow plop. I actually luckily was able to actually win, and they had a rule that you couldn't donate the money back to the event, so I ended up purchasing almost everything I could with the winnings on the duck pond little river thing, so I put it all back in there. County Fair. I know everybody saw me at the county fair. I had my own tent. I passed out emery boards, mints, literature. We did over 1,000 balloons. We had yard signs there. Individual on my Facebook page sent me a photo and posted. One of the children, the balloons with helium got released, and it ended up all the way in Washington, PA. And wished me good luck, and it was just something that, how cool is that? We were at the popcorn parade. People saw me in the parade, just Marion's champion, did a little banner there going back to the future, showing that I was in theme with the 80s theme for the parade. Had, you know, over 50 people walking, handed out to the kids. We ran out of medals, and I apologize to those on the back end of the parade, but we handed out over 1,500 medals. The medals was just a symbol of, I've been calling myself Marion's champion, saying I want to champion the issues here for Marion County. Not necessarily my athletics that I had done. Yes, people know that I won 3 state titles as a wrestler. It was meaning I want to be a champion of the issues that face our community. And I was handing out medals that let the individual know, and it had a sticker on it that just told that child, you're going to be a future champion. I have faith in them. These individuals are going to be our government leaders. They're going to be in your city council. They're going to be the next prosecutor. They're going to be your next doctor. Those are the individuals. They're police officers, firefighters. These are our future champions that we got to show our support to. And also at the Popcorn Festival, after the actual parade, and most of the people saw the airplane I provided and had fly over the parade, just something for individuals to look at and let them know that I was there outside of my capacity as a Marion champion. I wanted them to know what I was running for. At the actual festival, we did a booth behind my office at the Ratliff Law Office. We had balloons, bracelets, literatures, mints, talked with several people. We ended up being at the Blues and Barbecue Festival. I had a tent there, same thing, balloons, literature, signs, bracelets, mints. And then we did a special event. I wish we would have had more time to really get out the word, but it was sometimes when you're bringing in individuals and MMA fighters and Ohio State football players, you're kind of at their schedule. And an event that you might not think you'll be able to put together, that then all of a sudden we kind of had a window that all these individuals could come together and could do, we had to run with it. And the fact that we were able to get these individuals together, it was our Fight Against Crime event. We brought in MMA fighter C.B. Dalloway. We had Matt Wilhelm and Boom Heron, who played Ohio State football. One was a running back, one was a linebacker. And then we also had everybody knows Satch Sullinger, lifetime basketball coach, and Jared and his family and what they've done. He even spoke at the Martin Luther King breakfast. He was there and came out. And all these individuals, the children were given a poster, or adults. You need to understand, adults went through for these signatures as well. They had a poster with a picture of everybody, and they were able to sign. And as far as where I was in that, you know, I was meeting with individuals, took a photo, put that all out there. As far as outside of the events that the campaign's done, and this is, I'm letting people know, this is a campaign that I've seen unprecedented in the amount of work that I've done, and I want to tell everyone that the work they see that I've put into this campaign, that's how I practice law. That's how I would be as a prosecutor. Nobody has outworked this campaign, and nobody would outwork my prosecutor's office. As an attorney, you're spending your weekends. That's how you prep for the next week. You're spending your nights throughout the week prepping for the next day. These are the things that I'm not seeing. Unless you have pride in your work and the quality of work you turn out, these are the hours you have to put in. And this has always been how I've ran myself and prided myself in my criminal work, my family law work, and my work as a court of appeals attorney, all the way to even practicing in front of the Supreme Court, which not many cases get in the Ohio Supreme Court, and you get to argue there and be there in support and do the briefing, and it was a great honor to be there. So what have I done as a candidate myself in the community outside what we've already talked about? I went to every township, and I went to these villages, and I went to these meetings, and in the city council meetings, I ask them questions, introduce myself. What are the issues that you're seeing? How can the prosecutor's office better work for you? What problems are you seeing? They voice their concerns, and those concerns will definitely be taken into consideration as the next county prosecutor. I was at the United Way bartender event. I was at Apple Fest, Pause for a Cause, visited the Westside Neighborhood Association, was at the Landlord Association meeting, which they did a panel discussion slash debate. I don't know what I would call it. They called it a panel discussion. Individuals have seen, I have 17 billboards I did electronic and hardback, 17 billboards. There's different messages on those billboards. I encourage everybody, look at the different messages. It's all a unified message that I have that I've been presenting to individuals. And so what did that mean? There's two billboards on there that I take pride in, which two girls at the 4-H, we ended up purchasing and helping them and purchasing their animals at the county fair, just showing their appreciation that they are champions. And I wanted everybody to be on there. You know, I think it's a good thing that they see, oh my gosh, I'm on a billboard. And it's one of those things that, look, we recognize these are the things you're doing well in our community. Raising an animal, I think anybody can tell you that the animals that they raise is a lot of responsibility that they learn. And they put in a lot of hard work. And I just wanted to show them that I appreciate what they did. I've done two mailers so far. Hopefully people have gotten those mailers. The mailer is, the first one is the verdict's in. You know, letting people know. And if you take a look at that, and I hope individuals looked at the jury that I was able to pull together, these are individuals of both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats. These are people that have shown me a lot of support and have been in my campaign showing me that support, and I wanted to get them together and put them in a photo in the jury and let people know these are the individuals. They know me. They know how long I've been here, and they support me and know that I'm the best candidate for the job. And I wanted people to recognize these individuals. Talk to them. Let them convince you this is the guy for the job, no doubt about it. And then we've done multiple lit drops, and we're also going to do a third mailer. That one's getting ready to come out, and it's going to hit. It's in production right now. I've personally walked door-to-door. I've done those lit drops. I've knocked. I've talked to people. If they're not there, I leave them a lit drop with actually me writing on it, letting them know I actually appeared at your door. It's the work that I've put in that I'm going to keep doing when the voters elect me as the next prosecutor.
Is this a position you would like to be in long-term?
It's a position that I want to be in as long as the voters want me in. It's something that I want them to know. Put me in office, and I will deliver on what I say I'm going to deliver. And that's one of the things that as long as they want me in there, as long as they see I'm doing a good job, I'm going to do and deliver what they want and what they put me in office for. I want to change Marion, and I want to be there for everyone, and I want to be in that position. That is something. I'm not a politician. I'm not looking to advance to the next stepping stone and move on or up or onward, whatever you would actually say. I just want this position. I'm not a politician. I want to change my community in the best way I see with myself being an attorney, the experience I have, and getting in that prosecutor's office to get in the fight and make it safer, because there's problems that keep happening.
There are other people who work in that office, assistant prosecutors. If you were elected, first day, what are you going to go in? How will the changes happen in that office?
Well, and I've let everybody know that I'm going to put in the best prosecuting officers that we have. These prosecutors and assistant prosecutors are going to be from either party. Everybody will be able to apply for their position, put in for it, interview for it, and we will put together the best office that this county has ever seen come from the prosecutor's office. You need to understand, when you practice in over 42 counties, you build relationships with the attorneys that I've seen. There's going to be people apply for this position that I haven't talked to in years. And hopefully it's going to be in each area, civil side, tax foreclosures, governmental, criminal. These are the people that I'm going to say, who's the best person for the job? Are you coming? Are you going to join in the fight? Another thing that I will want in from my staff is, if you're going to get in the fight and you want to be in the fight, live in the fight. Live here. Don't come from outside. Don't drive in. You want to be in the fight with us here, and you want to be affected just like every victim that comes in and talks to you. You don't understand what they're going through if you're not seeing it and living in it and your children here in it. My wife and I, we're raising our family here. My family's here. My extended family is here. I have issues that I see in my nieces and nephews and things going on in their school, guns being brought to their school. These are all decisions that led to me getting in this prosecutor's race. And if you don't live here, you're not affected by it. So get in this fight with us. Come and join it. Join this prosecutor's office. Be the best prosecutor you can be, because you're going to affect your family when you're living here and having to prosecute from here.
We'd be remiss if we didn't talk about this. It's been on our news report today, and people have seen it on the Columbus News. I believe the Star did a story on it. Things going on at the Board of Elections in town. Steve Chafin was on yesterday, one of the board members of the Board of Elections, made a statement that there has been an investigation, is an ongoing investigation, and right now things seem to be okay. That's Steve saying that. You had sent a request down on October 3rd to John Husted's office because you had concerns. In a longer form here, what are your concerns and are they still there?
The concerns that I had at that time, I was sending a request for Husted's office to take action. There had been concerns, and it's not like I came up with them. These are individuals talking to me, showing signs and concerns that the deputy director and individuals that know who the deputy director is, it's my mother, Sue Schwamberger, has a candidate, which would be me, running in a local race. So the deputy director and a lot of the procedures within that office have to happen with a Republican and Democrat involved. And a lot of the processes that take place, you have John Meyer, who is the Republican director, and the concerns would be, without my mom present, who is going to be that other individual to observe the process, to monitor the process, to be that check and balance within that Board of Elections? Because that, whether you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Green Party, Libertarian, everybody wants to know that our elections are fair and that their vote will be counted and everybody's vote matters. So everybody should be concerned with this. So when he says, and I have not seen the full statement and I've listened briefly as it just played in our break, I'm unaware of any investigation. I don't know where they claim the investigation, because what appears to have happened to me, I sent a letter to the Secretary of State in Husted, and they sent that letter back to the Board of Elections. So apparently, Husted's answer and the Secretary of State's answer to my request to send somebody to monitor is, we're just going to let the individual who, a voter and a candidate who has extensive concerns, we're just going to let them investigate themselves. That apparently is what has happened, because I'm unaware. I am going to the Board of Elections meetings as a candidate, and the Board of Elections and the processes that have happened. I'm not the only candidate there. I show up, I watch just like everybody else, and some of the concerns that the voters have and the questions that they have are not being answered. Channel 6 has actually picked up on that, and they've actually come to Marion County and are there asking the same questions. And so a response has been made, and individuals need to know their vote counts, and that's what I want to make sure happens here in Marion. I know the Democratic Central Committee is concerned with that, and other letters have been sent requesting concerns. So at this point, I'm unaware of any investigations, and I would love to know that, and anybody that has that information, that'd be great.
So at this point, there still are concerns.
Absolutely. Nothing is actually curtailed or gave me any ease regarding what I've saw and the questions that are being asked going unanswered.
What are you afraid will happen?
There is not necessarily anything where this is some nationalized thing that the Russians are hacking Marion County, and that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is the electronic voting machines, the vendor coming in and just has anything happened? Because the Channel 6 story, which I'm getting my news by going in and watching the same stories that the voters are watching, on this testing, the testing's supposed to here's how many votes went into the machine, here's how many votes came out of the machine, and they don't match. Something is wrong with the software, the programming, the input, the coordinator. Something is happening there, and people want to know what that is. So if you have, in the one, I think it was 109 votes, if you're missing and it spits out 108, that's one vote per every 109. If it spits out 108, that's one vote every 109. 107, that's two votes. 106, that's three votes. Some of those had 106 out of 109. That's three votes per 100 that we don't, it's unaccounted for and unexplained. So all it is saying, these are questions. We need some answers. Where are those votes that should be spitting back out going? Are they just somewhere else? Are they not being counted? What is occurring? And just so the voters are aware, I mean, there's concerns that absentee ballots on school levies, everybody should know that the Pleasant levy was actually on absentee ballots for River Valley voters. So people are concerned. If you're a Pleasant individual that is for the tax levy, you think that a River Valley resident's going to vote yes for your tax levy when they don't even live in your school district? Probably not. So that's a huge concern for that individual that wants to support Pleasant's levy to try and help build new schools out there. So they've gotten into the fight, and they're having concerns. So more than just myself or anyone else, and these voters are looking at this issue and thinking, what's going on, and no answers are being given.
We'll take the phone call here.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
Jeff, this is Steve Chaffin with the Board of Elections. Now, you were at the meeting on Tuesday. You know very well that those votes that came back on the paper ballots were explained. We ran the test again. It showed that the machines were working accurately with respect to the Pleasant Township vote levy. We explained that as well. So why do you keep promoting this idea that there's a problem at the Board of Elections?
The problem is, Steve, and we can debate. Come on the show. Let's debate it. You still ran eight precincts. Are those eight precincts the same that ran in the 109? Did you pick and select
and
the eight out of the 109?
No,
what explained?
Jeff, the eight precincts were because we have to do a public test. The eight precincts are selected based upon criteria so that we can make sure every ballot style is being accurately tested.
Steve, you do not have the answers. You don't have the answers. People have asked you questions, and you don't have the answers.
No.
So to call in on something that is
inaccurate,
I am telling absolutely the truth. The problem is you want to hide behind the same problems that you see. Now you're making statements. Let people talk in the meetings. They have questions.
Well, Jeff,
explain
what happened at that meeting. They were disrupting the meeting. We couldn't.
That is inaccurate, Steve. That is inaccurate.
You know, Jeff, I was there. I have a tape. If the people want to listen to the tape, they're entitled to do that.
Steve, come on the show. Let's go. Come here. Debate me.
Jeff,
debate anyone.
People can make accusations about anything.
They're not accusations. We're trying
to
ask questions,
they're
and you're not finding answers.
I've said my piece.
Well,
so,
Steve, let me ask you a question here. Because
Jeff
had said earlier on he wondered what investigation had happened. What was the investigation? Just so the listeners know.
Which investigation are you talking about? The one that Jeff sent the letter to the Secretary of State?
I think he's saying who is investigating office. Are you doing it yourself, or has somebody come in?
What part of the office, Jeff?
The Board of Elections.
How do we know that everything is good now? What has been
because
done, I guess,
the
is what
board,
I'm saying.
Okay. We're required by statute to test the accuracy and validity of the equipment and the processes we use. We performed that test on Tuesday. All four board members unanimously agreed that the processes and the machines are working properly. We've certified the accuracy and reliability. There's other issues, and I talked about these yesterday with you, Scott, ethical issues related to use of board property and board equipment for personal or political reasons, and performance issues by just about every member of the staff has had some issues related to performance. But
so the question I would ask, Steve, is have you explained the previous testing when 109 votes went in and 109 didn't? No, you have not explained that.
Okay,
nobody has
wrong,
explained
Jeff.
It. You just did new testing. You did new testing, and that hasn't been explained.
You keep saying it because you're in there and you have a meeting and you did 8 precincts. Why didn't you run the whole test?
We're not required to run the whole test.
Okay, so you chose when you have people questioning you. You can follow by statute. You could have done 109 precincts again to see if it spit out the same results.
Do you know how long it took us to do that yesterday? 4.5 hours.
The fact of the matter is the number of hours you spend to try and get something done should not affect the importance of it. If it takes 2 days, you do 2 days.
Normally those tests take about an hour. The issues raised by you, we took all the time we needed to get it done properly, which we did.
But what investigations occurred? Who's come in to see if what you're doing is appropriately and right? Nobody. You're doing it and you're investigating yourself.
Who would you like to come in, Jeff?
So let's
I requested.
Why don't you arrange for an expert to come in? We'll open up the doors and let him test it.
Okay.
Here we go.
What about the vendor? Are you okay with the vendor too?
Sure. Get the vendor in.
Okay. So because I think this is important because this is happening live now and people are hearing this. Jeff, with 11 days left to go, Steve has now said he would welcome somebody to come in and check the machines. Is that correct, Steve?
Absolutely.
Okay, so Jeff, who can we get to do this so all will be hunky-dory on Election Day?
I think everybody needs to call the Secretary of State and say, Mr. Ratliff requested it. The Board of Elections agrees with it. Send us an IT expert and an individual to come because everybody wants it. He just admitted it. And it's encouraging that he's speaking on behalf of the board here. So I hope the other board members that you have their authority that you do want somebody to come in, the vendor, and a specialist by the Secretary of State to check what happened and what occurred as we're looking at it to assure that the votes in Marion County are true, accurate, and every vote's being counted.
Jeff, at the board meeting, we voted to ask the vendor to come in. I've been in contact with the vendor. They are telling me they're very busy, as you can understand. They have many other counties they service. They have a limited number of technical representatives. I'm trying to arrange that. The Secretary of State is completely aware of the problem. They've asked us to respond to these concerns in writing by tomorrow. We intend to do that. If the Secretary of State feels that some sort of additional overview is necessary, we welcome it.
No, you said you would request it. Not there's a difference. It's not you would welcome it. You say you're wanting it in there now. You will accommodate the request that's been made.
I mean,
so request them to send somebody. Don't say.
If you want me to call the Secretary of State, Pat Wolf, and ask her to come down, I can do that. I don't think she's going to come down, to tell you the truth. She's asked us to respond to the concerns they've had in writing. We're going to do that.
Which is ask the individuals that voters have had concerns to handle it themselves and investigate themselves versus the state Secretary of State coming in and the vendor coming in. So nobody's coming in, Steve. That is the answer.
You know, anybody can be investigated for anything. It's just a word you're using to try to – I don't know exactly what your motives are here.
There is no motives. My motives was I sent a letter to the Secretary of State for help. That is the letter. And everything else, you're trying to tie this somehow related to me or my campaign, and you're trying to somehow bring the board and my campaign. My campaign has nothing to do with this.
Why are you guys showing up at all the meetings?
It's a public meeting. I'm allowed to show up at
the meeting.
Were other candidates there, Steve?
Was completely out of control, and you know it.
Were there other candidates there, Steve?
Not that I saw.
Oh, Tara Dyer was not there? You didn't see her in the crowd?
Well, Tara was there. Tara's
absolutely.
Got no problem with what's going on, by the way. I've talked to Tara numerous times. She doesn't have any concerns. I've heard from nobody else other than you that there's a problem.
So at this point, what do we do? Because I guess there is a question. Jeff has a question. What can we do so everybody will be happy?
What we could do is the Marion Board put a special meeting together, make a motion saying we want an IT expert in and the vendor in, and have the Secretary of State send somebody and the vendor come. Not just say we're willing to do it. Put the motion before the board, vote on it, and say we need this so everybody can say this is now done. It's an investigation. It is a check on what our electronic system has here. It's a check on the software and the programming, and it's operational as it should be, which you guys will not bring that motion, and it will not be done.
Jeff, you're not telling the truth. We brought the motion at the last board meeting to bring the vendor in. We're trying to arrange that. With regards to the Secretary of State, like I explained, they've got concerns. We met the criteria to do the testing. The other concerns they've had we're addressing. There was no motion at the last meeting.
And just so we're aware, are you speaking on behalf of the board today?
I'm speaking on behalf of myself.
Okay.
So
when you made that statement, were you speaking on behalf of the board?
No.
Okay. I just want to know why then you were making statements as to the board and what investigations and stuff that.
Well, I'm representing what the board has done. I was
at the exactly. Exactly. So you're making statements as a representative of the board, which I don't know that you had authority to do so.
Okay, whatever, Jeff. I mean, man, you gotta be careful about how you're conducting yourself. You know, people are listening. Don't.
Yeah, I understand, Steve. And you called in. We were talking about my campaign. We were talking about my campaign, and you went out of your way to call in on.
Because you were making false statements about.
That is inaccurate. That is inaccurate.
To protect the integrity of the process.
That's inaccurate.
Well, don't you believe that the integrity of the process is important?
You're the assistant city law director and attorney as well, so
that's
you
right.
should be
and
worried I, about the investigation that I happens am. Just like I, everybody
I am,
else.
I am convinced that there's nothing inappropriate other than, like I said, some ethical issues, performance issues.
Ethical issues? What are those, Steve? Why don't
we
tell the listeners?
We're not going to get into that, Jeff.
Why don't we tell the listeners what the ethical issues are? And are those issues not just ethical, or are they criminal as well? Are they criminal as well? You are an assistant municipal prosecutor.
Jeff,
let's hear. Steve, go ahead and answer.
I'm not aware of any criminal activity.
Okay. Not aware. So at this point, a letter will be sent to the Secretary of State. Is that correct, Steve?
That's correct.
Okay. And will a request be made for somebody to come here and check the machines?
The vendor has been requested as pursuant to the last board meeting.
It will be from the Secretary of State. The request will come from them?
No. Well, the board made a motion and was seconded and approved unanimously that we would request the vendor to come in.
The vendor.
Trying to arrange that.
Okay, so not the Secretary. Who has to request the Secretary of State come down? Is that?
I don't know that if 100,000 people request the Secretary of State, they'd come in. I think they decide on their own what's appropriate. And they've decided at this point that the only appropriate action is to send us a letter and ask us to respond. That's what we're going to do.
Okay.
Now, if you want to call them, Jeff, if Scott, you want to call them, I don't care. Call them.
Well,
I'm not going to act inappropriately and ask the Secretary of State come in when I don't see a problem.
Now, Jeff, would you...
But why wouldn't you put that before the board and let the board vote on it and the individual people that can show up at the meeting question and ask the board to do such request?
There's four members of the board. Any of them could have made that motion.
Will there be any more board meetings before the election?
I sure hope not.
Okay.
There is no scheduled board meetings.
So at this point...
they would have to do a special meeting and put it before so people could show up, post it, and let people see. We want somebody brought in by the Secretary of State and have the board request that be done, not just from the vendor, because the vendor's already saying that, hey, we're busy and we're probably not showing. So why would we not try to seek other help? That would be up, I guess, for the Board of Elections to decide.
If the last meeting we had was any indication of what future meetings are going to be, I don't think anybody on the board has the taste to go through that again. We believe the election is ready to go, fair, valid, it'll be accurate, and that's how we're going to proceed on November 6th.
Steve, what has happened with this election that board meetings have become rough, which is
what... You can ask Jeff. There's been nothing but wild, unsubstantiated allegations made about whether this election is being conducted properly. There was an issue about the 109 ballots that were ran. We weren't aware of that until just last Thursday. The minute we became aware of it, we started talking about let's have a meeting, let's have this looked at. We spent 4.5 hours on Tuesday examining that process. If we determined that the errors that were made were human errors, were people overvoted or undervoted, or somehow the paper ballot didn't get filled out properly. After we corrected those errors, we tested it again, and it came back valid. So there's no problem there. I don't know why these accusations continue to be made. Jeff's made them again today. There's
Steve, on the one you certified, you do realize that in the congressional race, 65 precincts reported, it's showing 67 precincts. You do realize that, right? Have you analyzed that? And that's the test on Tuesday that's inaccurate. These are the testing that you're doing.
We all agreed that everything was fine. All four members agreed that it was all valid. So I'll look at that.
And I mean, Steve, I mean, I'm concerning you're saying how this meeting got out of hand. But when you removed the chair and made yourself chair, why did you not answer the individual's questions when they were upset that that occurred?
Well, we had a job to do, Jeff, and I took over control of the meeting because the meeting was out of control, and we needed to get control established and get our business done to get that.
So at this point, I guess it is where it is. And
I mean, just so everybody understands, what I heard is the vendor's not coming in, the board's going to do nothing to ask the Secretary of State to bring somebody in, so nothing is happening until the election. That is what's going to occur. Nothing.
So, Jeff,
if you're not going to be happy with the results, there's a process to establish, you ask for a recount, and we'll be happy to honor that request.
So, Jeff, if nothing more is going to be done, which is what your concern is, I believe, what at this point can be done?
You need to understand, it's not just my concern.
Well, I understand. I'm not saying you.
It's not just my concern.
Well, Steve, have there been other concerns come to your office? No.
So no one in the Pleasant School District is concerned about those ballots going to River Valley?
We did have someone from Pleasant contact us. We remedied the problem, as it's been explained. There's a split in Richland Township, Richland Township B. There's two school districts within that precinct. Turned out that both Pleasant and River Valley were going to have a levy on the ballot. So we had to generate two separate ballots, one what we called Richland Township B01 and Richland Township B02. At the last minute, River Valley pulled their request off. The programming and the gents machine didn't recognize that withdrawal and treated it as if it was there was no split. So it printed the ballots for both Pleasant Township and both splits. We caught that. We fixed that now. The voters that were already sent ballots, they're either going to be remade or we're just not going to count that part of it. We'll issue them a new, if they want a new ballot, we're going to issue them a new ballot. In fact, I think we already agreed to send them to all the voters that already voted, send them a new ballot. So that error won't be remedied. It was a combination of human and mechanical error on that. It wasn't any attempt to rig an election or prove the invalidity of the results.
Okay, so at this point, I guess we will see what happens, but if Jeff would request a recount, you would do that. If anybody has any concerns who's listening right now, you would be glad to hear them. Correct, Steve?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yep. So it's the Board of Elections. And Jeff, what is your final take on this matter at this point?
Well, I mean, my final take on the matter is that the board routinely has failed to honor people's requests in the election meetings. They have hands raised, they want questions answered, and nothing has occurred. And so there's still questions that remain. I'm not the only one that has them. For him to say that is highly inaccurate. And when the hands are raised, after you make yourself the chairman, essentially, when you remove the other chairman, and people want questions answered and what just happened, and your response is you're disrupting a public meeting and call the cops on the meeting, I think that's highly unprofessional. It was highly out of line for the chairman to do, and that's what occurred in this meeting. So people still have questions. To use the police to chill them so they leave the meeting was inappropriate and shouldn't have been done.
If they have questions, they can call me. They can call any member of the board.
Okay.
But you have no meeting.
We aren't going to allow the meeting to be disrupted.
You have no meeting from now until the election. Call a special meeting so everybody can show to your meeting.
I don't have any interest in calling a special meeting.
Exactly, because you don't want to change what's happening and you don't want to explain it.
Scott, I appreciate you taking the call. I don't see how we're getting anywhere on this.
Well, I thank you for calling in, Steve.
Well,
bye-bye. Well, and here we are with 4 minutes left. What do you think, because now people have heard it, the conversation was live as it happens, not contrived, what can people do, listening, if they have concerns? Steve said they can call the Board of Elections office and make a complaint.
And I would encourage him to do that, but not just that board, because you need to understand, this is one member already that isn't going to do anything. You also have other members on there. They're not trying to have another meeting. If you're 11 days out from an election and you just had to redo a process that should have been done months ago, why would there not be a special meeting about every day to make sure this is still going right?
they just have no interest because they don't want to accept the questions that they're receiving, and they don't want to give any answers. They want it to just all go away. So in order to do that, individuals need to be calling the Secretary of State. They need to be showing up at offices just asking questions. Why was somebody not sent? They can say, I listened on the radio. The Board of Elections would like somebody there. Have they requested it? Why haven't they requested it? Why haven't you sent something? Why haven't you sent somebody? Why is the vendor not showing? These are all questions that are going unanswered. And for somebody to say they're busy and that's why they're not coming in, the vendor needs to understand the high questions that have been asked, the intensity of this board meetings that have happened, and he needs to get there. That's all they requested is the vendor. And 2 weeks, 11 days out, I think it would be safe to say that he's going to be pretty busy. Why was that motion not done 3 months ago, 4 months ago, when this process never brought in? See, this was and stated at the last meeting, this was something that was changed. Before the Republican director got in there, the vendor used to do this. And now John Meyer does it.
Well, this is an important question then, because we are on a time frame, as you've said, 11 days out now. When the election results come in, if nothing more happens, there are no board meetings scheduled between now and then, as you and Steve have both said. If nothing more happens on election night, what will be your stance?
I'm just going to encourage everybody to go out and vote. Encourage everybody to vote for me. I'm the best candidate. Make me your next county prosecutor. Once the results come in, then we're going to have to try and analyze and explain those results. We're going to be doing it after the fact. And just so everybody understands, that's something that whoever wins this race, whether myself or my opponent, should want a complete investigation done for what happened up until this until now, and an investigation done supposedly on these ethical violations that they admit have occurred. I let him know that these aren't ethical. These are also criminal, as a prosecutor and in this county, those should be referred. Did anything criminal happen? Is that occurring? And is an investigation happening? And I can tell individuals, I don't believe that any is currently.
So in 11 days, whether you win or don't win, you will want an investigation done.
Regardless of the outcome, I am going to make sure the voters of Marion County know that their vote was counted, that their vote was important, and that we get to the bottom of what occurred and why these were happening, regardless of the outcome. Whether I'm elected, not elected, this fight does not stop. And I believe I'm not the only one on this. Everybody that's coming to those board of elections, they're not going away. The board will have to answer to this, and I encourage everybody, get involved. Go vote. Early voting's now. Get involved. Vote on November 6th. Vote for me, and answers will be coming.
We have about 2 minutes left here. You've been around. You talked about what the campaign has done. What is the most important reason in your mind that people should vote for you?
The most important reason in my mind is I am the candidate that's going to make Marion safer. If these individuals feel that in the last year under this appointed prosecutor that cases have been handled appropriately, that they feel safer, I don't think they feel that a change is in order. Ladies and gentlemen, be honest with yourself. Look at the paper. Look at the words dismissal. Look at the words plea deal. Look at how you feel when you're out in your community. Do you feel safer? Ladies and gentlemen, I don't. My supporters don't. And that's why they support me, and I want your support when you vote for me on November 6th.
And in fairness, I do want to let the audience know that if we have made the request and invitation, I guess I should say, for Ray Grogan to appear on this program, and if he would like to do so, he will be afforded that time in the next 11 days. Anytime he would like to come on, the door is open. Jeff, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Been an interesting show, and we'll be back tomorrow. Stay tuned for more programming here on WWGH Radio.
They made Mrs. Garrett perfect, which was ridiculous, as I wrote in the book. I mean, they never let me yell at the kids or anything.